Live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network. Around the world, the trip begins with a roam if you want to. Roam around the world. Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard another edition of Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Hope you're having a wonderful first weekend in May. Ouch, summer's here. And you know what I always like to say, summer's not over till I say it's over. So I can say summer started, and I'm not going to say summer's over till you know when. No, you don't know when. That's why it's cool. That's why it's so cool. See, we can think it's summer all year long. We're taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to Peter Greenberg. And that's how you do that, by going to peter at petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem so we can solve it right here on the air. Last week, you know, we were coming to you from Charlotte, from the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then, of course, crisscrossing the country back to the West Coast, then back to the East Coast for the week that started. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? Did you figure out where he was going? Well, I can tell you now, of course. I couldn't tell you last week. I'd have to kill you. He was going to Buenos Aires, then Amsterdam, then Laos, then Istanbul, and then his last day on Friday. What a magical mystery location that was. The Seychelles Islands. Talk about a technical challenge to get the satellite signal up from there, but they did it. And an amazing week. He'll be back, of course, on the Today Show this coming Monday. But a wild week, also in the world of the aviation business. Gee, what a surprise. EOS Airlines, right after we did the show last week, basically closed up shop. EOS, you may remember, was one of the great, experiments in all business class flying across the Atlantic. They had a 757 configured to only hold 48 all first class seats. And great concept. And it was great while it lasted. You could say the same thing for MaxJet. You could say the same thing for a number of other airlines that have tried it. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on the show, because remember, when you lose airlines, like we've lost a lot of them in the last 3 weeks, whether it's American Transair or Aloha Airlines or a Skybus, that capacity is not necessarily being replaced. And you know what that means? Yeah, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. You're going to be spending a whole lot more money. So when we come back after the break, we'll be talking to Mike Boyd. We were just talking to Mike Boyd last week about the bankruptcies and what it meant. We didn't realize right after we got off the line with Mike, another one would happen, and there may be more. So it's going to be a long, hot, expensive, crowded summer. Now, does that mean you're not going to be traveling? Of course not. We are nature, by nature, we are creatures of habit. We look at travel as our birthright, and boy, do we do it. What's the number one vacation spot for Americans? It's Paris. Does the euro ring a bell at $1.60? We're getting killed over there, and yet everybody's still going this summer. How did that happen? How about a recreational vehicle? That's nothing more than a gas station surrounded by four tires. You know what? People are doing that this summer. Recreational boating. Now, boat sales of mid-level boats may be down, but people are putting gas in those boats. I know it. I've got one. And we're still getting out there on the water. It's amazing what we will not be denied once we like it. It's not about affordability. It's about accessibility. But there's still some strategies we're going to have to embrace, or we won't be able to do that for much longer as fuel prices go up. But it's not just fuel prices. I'm going to give you a statistic right now that is absolutely shocking, and it may explain why your cost of travel way beyond this airplane ticket is going to go crazy. Listen to this. The percentage change since the year 2005 in the worldwide price of food, up 77%. Yikes. That's big. That is really big. We're not just talking about rice shortages. We're talking about what it costs just for a loaf of bread or the bun that goes on your McDonald's cheeseburger in the middle of Beijing during the Olympics. We're talking serious stuff, guys. So when you're budgeting your trips, remember, it's not just the airline ticket and the hotel. It's what a tube of toothpaste costs in Venezuela versus Venice. And the disparities are staggering. Another little item in the news this week, and it comes under the category of here we go again. The California state lawmakers have actually passed legislation. Yes, a passenger bill of rights. Remember we did this last year in August when the New York state legislature passed it unanimously And then Governor Room 871 Spitzer signed it into law. And, of course, the airlines challenged it and got it thrown out, claiming that the airlines are exempt from regulation by the states under the federal deregulation laws. Well, this didn't stop the folks in California from trying it again. And here we go. They've actually done this. And they're basically saying that you can't be ill-treated by being cramped in an aircraft and stranded for several hours. Well, you know, the legislation, according to the state law in California now, says that you will be guaranteed food, water, light, air, and working bathrooms. Now, wouldn't that be great on flights that actually flew? Forget being stuck on the ground. How about the planes that are actually in the air? That's the law I want passed. I want a working lavatory at 35,000 feet. But forgetting that, does this law have a chance? Well, the answer is it's a nice gesture, and you know the answer. No, it's going to get nailed by law. Once again, it's going to get nailed. The airlines are going to go to court, and they are going to basically say the states have no rights here. By the way, you remember the famous Delta-Northwest merger that we talked about last week with Mike Boyd? Well, we also talked about the rumor of a United Continental merger. Well, it certainly was a rumor, okay, because Continental announced earlier this week, ain't going to happen. Boom. Right away, U.S. Air now basically says we're now in talks with United. Will somebody take United to the dance? Well, we'll find out about that with Mike Boyd when he joins us. But wilder than that, there's now rumors that British Airways, American, and Continental are talking. You know what? Everybody's talking. It's sort of like this bad square dance. And, you know, the minute you turn around, it's another do-si-do. So stay tuned on that one. But I will tell you that for the moment, airfares across the Atlantic this summer are still cheap, especially if you want to fly business class. I mean, everybody from Continental to Swiss to British, they're all offering great business class round-trip deals. Remember, American Airlines was the one that started flying into Stansted, not because they wanted to go, but because they were losing market share to guess who? EOS, which is no longer with us. So the real question of the day is, how long will EOS... not EOS. How long will American fly to Stansted now that they don't have to? Remember, they were flying to Stansted trying to match EOS's fares, offering all sorts of great mileage incentives. But now you have SAS, Continental, Swiss. British is offering started to offer a flight from a different airport in London to New York now. How many minutes will it be before they all pull out of that because they no longer have to do it? No longer any competition, so why would you need to do that? It's just bizarre. So between the California Bill of Rights, which is going to go down in flames, to competitive routes and fares, which may also go down in flames, once again, a very difficult summer ahead. But when we come back, we'll be joined by Mike Boyd of the Boyd Group in Evergreen, Colorado. In fact, we have a very international show today. We'll be coming to you from Colorado, from Bali, from Tennessee, from Canada, and, of course, right here from Fire Island, and that's where we are. Yep, we're back on Fire Island. As you know, if you've been listening to the show before, I'm a volunteer fireman out here. I'm on duty every weekend, except when I'm on duty for you, these 2 hours that we share. So remember, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And then stay tuned for Mike Boyd to explain everything that happened this week, if he can.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
Honey, what do you think about separate vacations?
Huh?
Yeah, because I want to do the man thing, you know, fishing, camping, eating beans, stinky stuff.
Well, I've always wanted to take a Viking river cruise to China.
Do it. I'll be with Stinky Man.
And I'll explore the Yangtze River, soaring dramatic mountain passages, first-class gourmet food, luxury, luxury, luxury.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go with you.
What about the Stinky Man?
I hate Stinky Man. You know why?
They stink.
For more, log on to VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING. I love the feeling I get before leaving for vacation, and it's all thanks to my Carlson Vaughanly travel expert. She listens to my dreams, suggests great ideas, and always comes through with vacations I never knew were possible. And I know I can rely on her throughout my entire trip, which gives me peace of mind. Call Carlson Vaughanly Travel at 1-800-CARLSON or visit carlsontravel.com. When your journey from a dream to a great story includes Carlson Vaughanly Travel, you travel better.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours, providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 18 minutes after the hour on this first weekend in May. We're taking your calls. Peter Greenberg here at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com, and we'll help you out right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Judy somewhere out there, I believe, in Tennessee. Hey, Judy.
Hi, Peter.
How can I help you today?
Well, I've got a question for you. My husband and I are not world travelers, but we do have an opportunity to go on an overseas vacation to Israel later this month.
That's great.
And we have a little bit of a financial question. We do not, by choice, use credit cards, haven't for some years. And so.
And by the way, if you see the interest these banks are charging these days, you probably made the right choice.
Yeah, I think so. So what we normally do, and it serves our purpose very well, is to use our bank debit card for most things that we need to do when we travel here in the States. It's been recommended, though, that we don't take a lot of cash with us over there. What I was wondering, Peter, is that is it a good idea to purchase these Visa prepaid cards that you see in the Walmarts and various stores?
I can answer that right now. No.
No?
Absolutely not. You already have your ATM card, right?
Yes.
Okay. There are only about 50,000 ATMs in the Middle East. Many of them, a lot of them in Israel.
Yes.
And the cool thing is that you're only taking out the money that you need every day. Mm-hmm. You're not paying for commissions from money changers.
Mm-hmm.
You're only doing the regular exchange rate that the Israelis are giving their own customers. Mm-hmm. And you're not carrying around a lot of cash.
Yeah.
So
okay.
What I would do, I actually do one more thing. Mm-hmm. Take with you about, you know, maybe $500 in traveler's checks as an emergency, never to be used.
Oh, okay.
And keep them safe and then return them the minute you get back home. Just cash them back in.
Right.
And then just use your ATM card. You'll just be fine.
Okay, great.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Peter.
But I've got one. Are you going to Tel Aviv?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to give you one great travel tip. You ready?
Okay.
At about 11 o'clock at night, get into a taxi and tell them to take you to Jaffa.
Oh.
Okay? And they'll take you to Jaffa. It's not far. And ask for the Abu Lafia Bakery.
The Abu Lafia Bakery. Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed, because at 11 o'clock at night, that's when people start lining up to get their fresh bread out there. You've never had bread like this before like that, and you got to do it, okay?
Oh, okay. Sounds great.
And by the way, they probably don't take credit cards, so you're in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been told that there's, you can use your cash, and like you said, get it every day or every other day or so. And
sure, there are ATMs everywhere, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, Judy, I appreciate it. Let's go to Alabama. We got Mike on the phone. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Traveling to China, taking a 5-year-old, coming back with a 3-year-old with us. So any nugget tip you could give me?
Well, based on your question, it sounds like you're about to adopt.
Yes.
Congratulations. I'm a huge fan of adoption. My own sister is adopted. It was the best decision my family ever made. I will tell you this. I hope you've investigated that there are a number of airlines out there, U.S. airlines, that will give you special one-way adoption fares.
Yes.
Good. Congratulations. Most people didn't know that. You win absolutely nothing for knowing that, but congratulations. The best tip I can give you is this. Get bulkhead seats. And the reason why you want bulkhead seats, it's not because they're any better, but because if your kids want to kick, they're kicking a bulkhead and not the person in front of them.
How do you go about getting them, though?
You ask ahead of time at the airline. Right now, you can get those seats ahead of time.
Okay. How many days ahead can I get? Because I'm
right
flying,
now. Right
Tuesday.
Now. Oh, do it now.
Okay.
Do not stop. Hang up the phone. Of course, continue to listen to this show, but
right.
hang up the phone and call the airline and get it done, okay?
Okay. And then one other quick question for you. Do you know China supposedly changed the rules with traveling inside China? You only have one piece of carry-on. Does that also count as like a laptop?
Yeah, you'll be fine with that.
So I'll be able to have two then, realistically.
You know what? Since you're allowed, everybody's allowed one. Well, you now can have two more because you got two kids.
Right, right.
So I think you'll be okay.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, congratulations, Mike.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You got it. You know, we're going to go from Mike in Alabama to our good pal, Mike Boyd in Colorado. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Another wild week, man.
It's going to be another wild week ahead, too.
I mean, you know, last week you and I were talking about mergers and what was going to happen, what wasn't going to happen. And then, of course, 6 hours after we're off the show, EOS, which is an airline that had just announced they had received additional financing, apparently that financing fell through. And within 24 hours, they were closed up, shut, and dead.
Yep. And that's kind of the name of the game. Whenever they announce we've got new financing, you know what that means.
Well, at least
we're bankruptcy
know what
it court.
Exactly. So this is not good news for business travelers. I mean, let's face it, Mike. I mean, you and I both, I don't know if you benefited from it, but a lot of people did. When EOS and MaxJet and SilverJet came online, SilverJet's still flying, by the way. I mean, the actual average business class fares, which could have been as high as $11,000 between New York and London, dropped to about $2,200. And all the other airlines were struggling to match it. In fact, in American Airlines' case, they not only matched the fares, they tried to match the routes by flying to Stansted. I mean, it was great for customers while it lasted.
Well, yeah. What's amazing, though, is that little airline had, what, 50 seats per flight, 100 seats per flight, let's say?
No. They had 48.
48 seats per flight. And yet every other airline with the hundreds, maybe thousands of business class and first class seats they had going across the Atlantic panicked over it. You know, these guys really need some kind of therapy.
Are you saying it was a bad business model, or they decided to kill a flea with a nuclear weapon?
Well, yeah, I think it was, you know, breaking up a bar fight with a B-52. It was just worthless. Why would you even bother? You know, and you mentioned earlier, how long will it be before American Airlines pulls out of Stansted? Probably by the end of the week, I would suspect.
I mean, I remember, and so do you, when JetBlue did something really smart. When they started, they went to the city council members of Long Beach, California, and said, how many slots do you have in an airport that nobody wants and nobody uses? We'll take them all. And I think American at that point had maybe one or two slots. JetBlue starts to fly their entire route system between JFK and Long Beach, and American goes nuts. And the next thing you know, American's now trying to fly to Long Beach from everywhere else, and they couldn't survive. And they literally pulled out.
Yeah, you know, that's the other thing, too. Now, I understand that, because JetBlue is a competitive threat, because they really do a good job for the customer. So I can see why American would be worried about it. But they're still a small entity, but at least they were there. They were responding to something that could have been, you know, a competitive threat down the road. But you know, jumping on top of EOS, come on, guys. You've got better things to do.
All right, but they succeeded. EOS is not there anymore. SilverJet is still flying. And I flew SilverJet. They do an excellent job. They provide an excellent service. They don't have a lot of planes. I think they might even have three or four. That's it in the whole fleet. EOS, I think, only had maybe five. So the real question is, can a company like SilverJet now survive? We've had their CEO on this show many times, Lawrence Hunt. I mean, a good guy, trying to do a good job, trying to fly routes that people want to fly, but in an environment where fuel is soaring and other airlines have deeper pockets, is it inevitable?
Well, it could be. You know, that model is interesting, but the thing is, you've got to get the first class and business class traveler out of the grip of a frequent flyer program on another carrier. And on the other hand, the people in the back of the curtain, if you will, in the economy class cabin of other airlines, they don't want to upgrade. They don't want to pay a penny more. So you've got a very thin margin for a SilverJet or a MaxJet or an EOS, and it's all based upon quality of service. But when you only have 48 seats on an airplane designed for 150, it's pretty hard to make money.
Exactly. Plus, you don't have frequency. You know, the one
exactly.
thing that American Airlines and British Airways can always claim is they've got, you know, 6 to 8 to 10 flights a day crisscrossing the Atlantic, when these other airlines might have two or three, maybe.
Right, and they're going to places like Luton, you know, which is like flying to Islip and saying, you know, welcome to Midtown Manhattan. It's that's another downside.
Although if they could actually fly to Midtown Manhattan, now that would be something special.
Right, exactly right.
Just land right on Park Avenue. Nobody's going to care, I know. All right, so now you said this week's going to get wilder too. Why? What do you know that I don't know?
Well, here's the thing. You know, you're going to have probably – we've already had one merger, which I said before is probably going to be a big ho-hum. There's going to be one more, which U.S. Air or United actually is going to try to find a dance partner. But after that, the mergers are over. There's no other mergers out there. So what is the airline industry going to do? And then now you're going to see some really fundamental changes where they are going to look at, you know, decreasing the reach of certain hubs, stopping flying some markets that used to make money but don't now. So I think – this summer will be just as much fun as last summer, if you get my drift. Airplanes will be just as full, and airports will be just as full. The air traffic control system will be just as screwed up. So, again, I hate to tell your listeners this, but maybe a good idea was, you know, take Amtrak.
You know what? Maybe I should invest some money in Greyhound. You know, they're coming back.
Well, yeah, maybe so. I mean, it's just going to be such a rough summer coming up, and it's going to be just as rough as last summer. The question is, you know, traveling with kids. Hey, man, don't do that to yourself.
You know what? When the going gets tough, maybe we take the dog.
Right.
All right. Mike Boyd from the Boyd Group in Evergreen, Colorado. Once again, Mike, thanks for checking in with us. And when we come back, we're switching gears and continents. A report from Bali a couple of years after that terrible blast that killed so many people. Back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after these
to
messages.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And be sure to listen to podcasts of the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
If you travel for business, you know just how stressful it can be. Radisson Hotels and Resorts wants to make your life easier and give you special perks with our Business Rewards Package. You'll get breakfast, up to $15 US, 2,000 bonus gold points, free high-speed internet, and the added flexibility of early check-in or late check-out based on availability. Book your Business Rewards Package today at 800-333-3333 or visit radisson.com/business. You deserve it.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
33 minutes after the hour, having a wonderful weekend and first weekend of May. Hope you are too, wherever you are. And for those people holding on the phone, stay with us because we're going to get to you in the next segment because first, we want to not only switch gears but switch continents and head down to Indonesia where joining us is the author of the New York Times bestsellers, The Intellectual Devotional and The Intellectual Devotional American History. He's also a senior producer on a show that I happen to do every once in a while called The Today Show, and his name is Noah Oppenheim. Hey, Noah.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
All right. Now, you know, in October 2005, we all remember when three bomb blasts ripped through crowded restaurants right there in Bali and killed 25 people. It was just devastating, not to just the people there and not to just the people who lost the lives of loved ones, but also to the industry that Bali depends on, otherwise known as travel and tourism. We in fact came down there right after that. We did our radio show there. I was the only American on the plane. We did the radio show from, I think, where you are now, the Four Seasons Hotel, and we were the only Americans in the hotel. So I'm assuming you're not the only American there now.
We're absolutely not. There are other Americans on the island, to be sure, and there are tons of other tourists, both from Asian countries and from Europe as well. There's no doubt that, you know, the bombings are on the mind of everyone here. People will sort of bring them up in conversation all the time. But tourism has rebounded healthily since 2005, and most of the people you talk to will say it's getting right back up to the levels that it was before that tragedy struck.
Now, having said that, no, I have to ask the other big bad question. What about security?
Security is, you know, is outstanding. You know, obviously it varies depending on where you go, but at well-run, top-notch, you know, resorts like the Four Seasons, the security is as good as you could ask for. You know, they have guards at all the gates. They search every car that goes onto the property. They take it very seriously. They're extremely concerned about the well-being and safety of the guests. And since we've been here for about a week now, and we have felt completely safe and secure the entire time. And honestly, you know, the thought has not even crossed our minds that there would be any particular danger, because they do such a good job of making you feel safe and secure.
I will say that, and I say this almost in an embarrassed way, that, you know, the worst four-letter word that starts with F when it comes to American tourism is fear, and there are a lot of people still afraid to go there. And based on what you just said, you'd almost paint the picture that the Four Seasons Hotel is sort of a minimum security prison, but it's not. I've stayed there, because once you're there, you get spoiled very quickly.
Yeah, the level of service is absolutely extraordinary and world class. Prison is pretty much the farthest thing from my mind. No, they you know, they make you feel like the property is well protected, but when you're on, you're pampered, you're weighted on hand and foot. I mean, it is really a special kind of paradise here, to be honest. You know, anywhere in the world you go, there's no place in the world that hasn't been touched in some way by terrorism in the last seven, eight years. And you know, to not travel because of that fear is kind of ridiculous, and particularly to miss out on a place like this, which is just absolutely spectacular, would be a real shame.
I have to share with my audience an email exchange I had with you earlier in the week, if you'll let me do this. No, I just wrote you to say, okay, I'm going to see you on the show, and happy you're doing the show. How's it going down there? And Noah writes me back an email saying, I can't believe this. They want to not only unpack my bags, they want to pack me when I leave. I mean,
Well, the great thing about the Four Seasons on Bali is that they have two properties. They have a property on the beach in Jimbaran Bay, and then they have a property up in Ubud, which is sort of the cultural center of Bali, and it's more inland, and it's sort of amidst the jungles and rice paddies. And so, I mean, those are the sort of two great aspects of Bali. You know, the obviously wonderful ocean sports and beautiful beaches, but also just incredible countryside that a lot of people who sort of come here from places like Australia maybe miss out on, because there's a big sort of active party scene and surf scene and diving scene on the beaches. But when you go inland, there's a whole other cultural aspect to it, which is just fantastic. And the great thing about Four Seasons is they've got a property on the beach, and then they've got a property inland, and they will arrange for you to sort of transfer seamlessly between the two places. And, you know, you leave your room a mess in the morning, and then you go to the new property in the evening, and they've packed your bags for you, and then they've unpacked them in the new hotel. It's just really a pretty incredible experience.
Boy, are you going to be a sad case when you get home and nobody does that for you.
Yeah, who said I'm coming home? That's a big if there.
You know, I've always said this about the people in Indonesia, especially in Bali. I said this also about the people in Thailand. For those people who listen to the show, know I also have a house there. That, you know, there's the old Groucho Marx line that, you know, you would never join a club that would have you as a member. And then you go to a place like Bali, and you go to a place like Bangkok, and you're treated so well, you're convinced they don't know it's you. They think it's somebody else. Why would they ever be nice to you? You know?
Kind of baffling. You feel like somebody told them that you were somebody important, and there's been some sort of mix-up. But everyone you meet, the taxi drivers, the waiters in restaurants, you know, just everyone you meet here is just so warm. Everyone's got a smile on their face. Everyone's thrilled to meet you, to talk to you. It's just it could not be a more positive experience. It's just fantastic.
I should also tell everybody, if you check the U.S. Department of State website, they actually still have a warning there for Americans to avoid crowds and maintain a low profile. You know what? I avoid crowds in Los Angeles. I mean, what are they? I mean, you know what? If you want to avoid crowds, okay, stay at a smaller hotel. But don't. But that doesn't mean don't go.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that sort of thing boggles the mind. I mean, my wife and I were talking about that. I mean, look, New York is just as big a target as Bali is. London has been hit by terrorism. Madrid has been hit by terrorism. Istanbul. I mean, there's every major city on the planet has this problem now, unfortunately. So to just sort of stay home and cower, it's ridiculous. They're taking the right precautions here. They take it seriously. But, you know, it would be just a tragedy for people to miss out on coming here because of that sort of irrational concern.
Noah Hoppenheim from the Today Show, and of course, making an announcement on this show that he's never coming home again. Noah, thanks for joining us, man.
Retirement appearance.
All right, man. We'll be back.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com, and hear the show anytime with your iPod at iradionow.com.
In this neck of the woods, the summer's a scorcher.
It's hot.
And the mosquitoes are mean.
Ow!
This summer, get the sunblock that also blocks the bite. Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Sunblock and repellent in one. The SPF 30 protects against UVA and UVB rays, while the deep free repellent protects against bites up to 8 hours and no chemical smell. Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Block the burn and the bite. Find in the sun care aisle. Use as directed.
Bullfrog!
Weeds. Oh, the joy, the fun. Every year they show up on your walkway, your driveway, along the fence, under the deck. You get rid of one and another pops up. Then another and another. Will take control with new Image year-long vegetation killer. Spread it around areas you want completely free of vegetation. It's the only granular formula that kills down to the roots and prevents regrowth for a whole year. New Image year-long vegetation killer. Get to the root of the problem.
AutoZone. Are you overdue for an oil change? If so, don't put your car's engine at risk.
Get in the zone.
Now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram filter for just $13.99. That's right, $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait till it's too late. Maximize your engine's life and performance. Get to AutoZone and change your oil today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. My eyes get itchy, I try to scratch them, forget it. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make you drowsy. In fact, with Claritin, I'm alert and focused, so I get back to feeling like myself again. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
American Airlines presents Real Sports Heroes. We know why you fly. Hi, everybody. I'm Ross Porter. Rafer Johnson helped start the California Special Olympics. What has that meant to him?
We all deserve the opportunity to be the best that we can be. I mean, whether you're in the Olympic Games in Rome or L.A., or Special Olympics. I mean, I think that everyone deserves a right to fight for being the best that they can be.
For more on the story, log on to realsportsheroes.com.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Plans from only $4.99 a month. Netflix! It's that easy!
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and details.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. And be sure to access podcasts of this show anytime at www.iradionow.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
It's 43 minutes after the hour. Hope you're having a wonderful May weekend wherever you are. We're actually on the island of Fire Island in New York, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Beverly on the phone. Hey, Beverly.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, Peter, we need the advice, both personal and professional, of the travel detective, which is you.
That's me.
And my husband and I will be shortly heading for Jordan and Israel, and we would appreciate your expertise on going through customs and security and about wearing any bling bling.
Bling bling? You don't need any bling bling. Leave the bling bling at home.
Okay.
Leave it at home. But what you need to do, though, is respect the different cultural aspects of these countries and bring a few long sleeve shirts if you're going to go into any temples
yes.
if and religious sites. But I will tell you this. There's not a year that goes by that I don't go to Jordan and Israel at least once, many times, in fact.
Love it.
And you're going to have a great time. You're going before it gets oppressively hot. So that's a good thing. And the other good news is you're going to have no trouble going through security. The only thing I would tell you to do as a matter of course is when you get to Israel, make sure they do not stamp your passport. And they will, by the way, be happy not to stamp it. And the reason for that is nothing to do with Jordan and Israel, because Jordan has a peace treaty with Israel that goes back many years. It's if you ever wanted to go to any other Middle Eastern countries that may be still in a technical state of war with Israel, like Syria or Lebanon or Saudi Arabia, you just never know when you're going to go. So just don't have that stamp on the passport. And they're happy not to do it. It's not a big issue. Okay.
Okay, that sounds like great news. Maybe we'll be over there when you're on the plane going over there.
There you go. I'm telling you right now, you're going to have no trouble whatsoever. Of course, you're going to get to Petra. Of course, in Israel, you're going to go out there and climb the Masada and go to Yad Vashem. As I said to a previous caller in the show today, if you're going to be in Israel, go to the Abulafia Bakery in Jaffa. Get that bread at 11 o'clock at night. You will not be disappointed. Okay. Have a great trip, Beverly.
Okay. Thank you. Great talking
you
with
got
you.
It. Okay. Now we're going to go to Iowa and talk to Deb. Hey, Deb.
Hey, Peter. I likewise am a UW graduate, so go Bucky.
Go Bucky, absolutely.
Yeah, and my family and I, extended family of 12, will be traveling, of course, to Orlando this summer for the first time. And so we're wondering the best venue for getting those cheaper Disney or SeaWorld tickets, those kinds of things. We've got major...
How many people in the family?
There's going to be 12 of us total.
And do you like each other?
We do.
Okay. Yeah, that's
forward to it a lot. We've traveled quite a bit together.
Well, here's the thing. Disney doesn't necessarily discount, neither does Universal. There are a lot of places that will offer you discount deals, but it's usually just on the hotel, not on the attractions.
Okay.
So what you need to do is there's a couple of great books out there. If you go to our website, petergreenberg.com, we'll give you the archive of the books. They're not my books. They're the books that give you the real discounted Disney and discounted Orlando books. Basically good strategies about when to get to the parks. You know, there's an early admission deal where you get in there at 8 o'clock in the morning as opposed to waiting for lines at 10.
Okay.
That's very important to do that. All sorts of other ideas that will help you at least navigate. The problem is, right now, the only discounts that these parks usually do are for Florida residents. And since you're not a Florida resident, you're not going to get around that.
Right.
Okay, but just check out our website. If you have another problem, get back to me, and I'll walk you through it. But the bottom line is, get there early, because I can think of nothing more impressive than Orlando in the summer with 12 people, whether you like each other or not.
Hey, yeah. So go to your website, petergreenberg.com, and just look under Orlando or Disney for books.
Exactly. And if you have a problem, get back to us, and we'll give you some more resources, okay?
Thank you so much for your help.
You got it. Let's move quickly over to Indiana. We got Jeff on the phone.
Good morning, Mr. Greenberg.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Having been in the military in the 80s in Germany, I would like to go back. Where is the most convenient and, most important to me, the least expensive place to fly out of in the United States?
I have a question. Does the military know you've been AWOL all these years?
Say that again, please.
Does the military know you've been AWOL all these years?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Well, first of all, where in Germany do you want to fly?
Probably flying to Frankfurt or Stuttgart.
Okay. And then here's the thing. You're going to be flying from Indiana?
No, actually, I live in Kansas City.
All right, well, what you're really going to do is you'll probably go through Chicago, if I had to guess, because you can do Chicago nonstop flights to Frankfurt on Lufthansa, and I believe also on American Airlines, and you'll have no trouble doing that. And then what you can do is, at that point, take the train, buddy. Don't go fly anymore. Just take the train. Get yourself a Eurail pass, and then go all the way throughout Germany, France, England, Luxembourg, Belgium, whatever you want to do, stay on the train.
That'd be a good idea, because I didn't hear anything while I was there. I stayed in Germany the 4 years I was there.
Get that Eurail pass and have fun. That music means we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, more of your calls. So if you're holding on, stay with us. And then we're going to tell you something weird about the cruise industry that you didn't know. Back from Fire Island after these messages.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Fire Island, New York. Peter Greenberg here. Very busy show today, so we're going to go right back to the phones. We've got Steven out in Charleston. Hey, Steve.
Hey,
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
I've got a quick question for you. I have a brother that will be moving to Macau in China, and I'll be going over for a visit and kind of help him get settled in next week, and just wanted to get an idea of anything to make the trip worthwhile and make sure I don't miss anything on the way.
Well, I sure hope you're going to hub in Hong Kong, because you got to stop in Hong Kong to see Hong Kong, and then you can take the hydrofoil right from Hong Kong to Macau and bring plenty of money, because Macau is gambling city now. Believe it or not, the casinos in Macau now make more money than the casinos in Las Vegas. Hard to believe.
Wow.
So be prepared for casino, followed by guess what? More casinos. And he's moving over to Macau. Don't tell me to work at a casino.
He will be in the industry, absolutely.
I'm shocked. But definitely fly to Hong Kong first. And then enjoy Hong Kong, or at least hit Hong Kong on the way back. The hydrofoil trips are about 40 minutes from Hong Kong to Macau. Remember, Macau was just handed back to the Chinese by the Portuguese about 2 or 3 years ago. So it's a special administrative region like Hong Kong is, which allows the Chinese to have a complete double standard, which is why there's gambling in Macau.
Wow, that's great.
All right, but you'll have fun, I'm telling you.
Excellent, I look forward to it.
All right, Steve, have a great trip there. Let's go right to Calvin in Los Angeles. Hey, Calvin.
Hi, how are you doing, Peter?
Good, how can I help you today?
I had a question. I was recently at a Sheraton hotel, and my laptop was taken out of my room by a member of the cleaning staff, I believe. And basically, now I'm getting the runaround from the hotel management. They won't return phone calls or emails or anything. I'm kind of curious what recourse I have and what the next step is so I can get some reimbursement.
I can give you the official recourse, which is not much. And the reason for that is, under innkeeper's laws in every state in the United States, you're only protected for valuables if you store them in the safe deposit box of the hotel right behind the front desk in the lobby. There's a limit of liability there, because anybody could always claim, I'm not saying you're doing that, but anybody could always claim that they lost something out of the room, and it's your word against the hotel. So this is a long-standing policy. I would be very surprised, quite frankly, if they did anything. But what you can do is, if you've documented it and you know what time it was taken, more or less, you know what day it was taken, you know what kind of computer you had, of course, you have the first and last names of everybody you talked to, go ahead and email us. Email peter@petergreenberg.com, at least copy us on all the correspondence, and we'll be glad to at least follow through with you, with the proper caveat being you're up against longstanding innkeeper laws, okay?
Sure.
All right, Calvin, I appreciate the call. All right, let me know what happens. Okay, now, shifting gears as promised, big news in the cruise industry. It's wild. There is a law, okay? There is a law, at least legislation, that is actually going to keep Americans safe on cruise ships, maybe. It's about crime. It's about reporting of crime on cruise ships. And it's always been an issue to me about where crime happens, how it happens, and how it's reported when cruise ships are flagged in foreign countries. And virtually every cruise ship, not all of them, but virtually every cruise ship sailing out of the U.S. is not flagged in the U.S., with the exception of maybe the cruise ships that are sailing around Hawaii, and of course the cruise ships up and down the Mississippi River. Joining me now, Ross Klein, who's not only a professor at Memorial University of Newfoundland, but he's a cruise industry expert, and of course the founder of CruiseJunkie.com. Ross, tell me about this law.
Well, it's pretty progressive. It was introduced as an amendment to the Coast Guard Reauthorization Bill just recently. And what it's going to require is that reports that are given to the Coast Guard or to the FBI with regard to people overboard or crimes on board cruise ships will have to be made publicly available. They'll be put on a website belonging to the Coast Guard. It'll be broken down not just on the frequency of these crimes, but be broken down by cruise lines, so you can tell which cruise lines have the bigger or smaller problems. And there will also have to be a link on all cruise line websites linking you back to the website at the Coast Guard, so this information is not only going to be available, but it's going to be advertised so people can easily find it.
So what you're basically saying is, opposed to Las Vegas, what happens on a cruise ship no longer stays on the cruise ship.
Let's hope not. I mean, certainly this is very progressive, because the problem's been around for a while. The industry back in 2001 announced a no-tolerance policy for crime and said they'd report all crimes to the U.S. government, but it didn't seem as though that was happening, and that's really how this act came into being, was concerns that the crimes that were happening weren't making their way to government authorities, and of course what was getting there was being kept secret.
Now let's just deal with the numbers here. You have a cruise ship with 3,000 passengers, another 1,500 crew. I mean, that's a small town. Crime's going to happen.
Oh, exactly. And I guess the issue is, you know, not to scare people that a cruise ship is necessarily unsafe, But there's certainly a wide variation from one cruise ship to the other. And I find it interesting that you can, within a single line, find one cruise ship that has virtually no crime at all, and yet others where it's rampant. And when I ask questions about it, it comes down to issues of management in terms of permissibility on board cruise ships and different cultures. So I think it's going to help people understand and help them make informed choices.
And when does this kick in?
Well, if it passes through the Senate, it's passed through the House already as part of the Coast Guard reauthorization bill. It'll be introduced in the Senate, my understanding, by John Kerry and others. And if it makes it through the Senate, ideally to become law at the end of this year.
Ross Klein, we'll be in touch with you because we want to stay on top of this, because it is interesting and sort of like groundbreaking legislation. So, Ross Klein, thank you for joining us. That music means we're out of time for the first hour. For those stations leaving us, have a great rest of your weekend. For those stations sticking around, we got a whole lot more coming on Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the island of Fire Island in New York. So stick with us, and we'll be back right after these messages.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And as always, you're hearing must-hear radio on the SSI Radio Network.